What's up, guys? It's A100 Savage, and today we're talking about Iran. Now, we all heard the news. Iran put $80 million on a president's head. Now, I had to Google real quick because I thought Iran was honestly broke. And I was like, nigga, where y'all getting the money from? But you ain't got no fucking money. But they're actually worth $269 billion, which is pretty on track with America, which is only $129 trillion, which, I mean, if you consider how big America is compared to how big Iran is, that's not a far margin to be from a fucking very small country. And Iran, obviously, is its own thing, so I'm not sure exactly how big it is. I'm just saying, for the most part, it is not as big as America is, obviously. Now, we all remember Hiroshima whenever they was over there talking that shit, saying, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and decided, boom, we just took them the fuck out. And it was so detrimental that we ended up saying that we will never use that type of weapon ever again. Now, that was to appease the other people because I'm sure they got scared as fuck. Now, I don't know if we're down to do it, but I would say that if it was us versus them, that guaranteed we would blow them the fuck out the water because we have more money, we have more resources, we have a lot of more things. The only downfall we have is poor leadership and gay-ass shit going around here. There's a lot of gay people here. I'm not against gay people. I'm just saying that was the fall of Rome. When Rome fell, everyone who was in power at that time was actually physically gay and it was actually promoted to be gay. And that's pretty much where we're at right now, which is America. So we're just a gay president away from being taken over by another country because they feel like we're inferior. Now, we do have a lot of resources that are going towards these types of people to say, yo, you can't fuck with us. But we've also never been invaded, and there's always a first time for every fucking thing. So hopefully it doesn't happen with Iran. Because that would be a big surprise that a small country could come into a big, big country and affect it. Because if that did happen, then that would show that we could be penetrated by such a smaller source. Now, imagine if someone that did have a big source decided that they wanted to do the same, they could honestly probably do the same. But since we have never, I would let you know this. The president needs to fucking get on his shit, dog. I haven't really been watching too much of it, but I've definitely been watching some of it. And the fact that they could even speak and say that, oh, $80 million we put on your president's head. Like, if we did that, if we said $80 million on the whoever the fuck's running Iran right now, guaranteed they'd bring his head on the platter fucking next day. Here, though, it's different. You're not going to be able to do it. The person who does get close enough to do it will not even make the greatest attempt to do it. And even if he were to transfer over and actually get the president from here to Iran and boom, there you go, you got his head and everything. Even if you were able to do that, are they going to fucking pay you? No. They're going to kill your ass too. Doesn't matter. They're going to let people from here to do their own dirty work. That's what it's all about. Who's crazy enough to go get this bag? No one's crazy enough. Even if you got the bag, even if they gave you a check, even if they deposited it into your account, even if they gave it to you in cash, it would not fucking matter. Because even if all that happened, you wouldn't make it out of that country. You'd be done. You'd be stuck in Iran. So if you do it, make sure you got some fucking bargaining tools to make it happen. But 100%, I would say you motherfuckers ain't going to be able to do it. So Iran, you should just fucking pull your panties up and walk off the fucking board, bro. And also, real quick, when it comes down to it, why is Iran talking shit to America? And how is that the influence of World War III? Doesn't make any sense, is what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense to say that we're on the verge of World War III just because Iran said something. Now, if it was Iran and just list of people who were fucking pissed off at America, I could say, okay, I understand. But it doesn't matter, bro. We're out here on some real fucking gang shit, and we're really out here doing this shit. We've been taking over countries for a long time. We've been murdering motherfuckers. We've been doing all this shit. So I'm just saying, hopefully America stays on its P's and Q's, because there is somebody out there wanting to take the spot. This reminds me of Nick Cannon versus Eminem. Nick Cannon is throwing all types of bombs over Baghdad, and he still cannot affect Eminem. And that's what I feel like USA is Eminem versus Nick Cannon. And you still haven't even thrown up any real shots, bro. Like, you're trying to throw them up, but they're not real shots. Make sure you favorite the podcast. Make sure you share it with your friends. And I'm out. Peace.